Fort Island by David Metzenthen and read by Stig Weems. The sea glittered 1,000 times a second. Patrick watched small waves lapping the shore with foamy tongues. He could also see an island. It looked wobbly in the distance, but it was an island, all right. Islands were cool, Patrick thought. They were different. They were like tiny countries, all by themselves. He wondered what was out on the island that he could see. Then he wondered how he could get there. Patrick glanced into the blue and yellow beach shed. Inside it were old canvas chairs, a black and white paddleboard, and a little wooden yacht. Well, no way he could get to the island sitting in a chair. And only an Iron Man could paddle all the way out there on a board. And the yacht? No chance. Because Patrick didn't know anything about sailing. And he guessed that learning how to sail a boat wouldn't be easy. In fact, just getting a yacht from a beach shed to the water looked hard. He watched a twin-hulled yacht being brought out from the green shed next door. A girl and a boy moved the boat down to the water on black rubber rollers. At the water's edge, the boy held the mast while the girl fixed it in place with wires. Then the boy walked away down the beach. Patrick watched the girl hoist the white sail. As it unrolled, he saw a picture of a leaping tiger. The girl, wearing a floppy white cricket hat, worked non-stop. She threaded a rope through pulleys. She fitted the boat's two rudders into place. Patrick didn't think the girl would be able to sail the boat by herself. It wasn't a small yacht. He saw her put on a yellow life jacket. A man with dark hair like the girl's came down the ramp. Patrick guessed this was her dad, and he was going to go sailing with her. But all he did was help her drag the boat into the water. The girl simply hopped on board and sailed away.